So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. A wrench in my hand. I was my mama's little angel, my daddy's second chance. He went in over in. First year he went pro and he lost part of his eyesight, so he couldn't race no more. He never lost his touch when he got under a hood. He knew how to make him run. He knew one day he would see his name in victory lane and engraved on that cup, just like all them other crazy fools were racing in their blood. He put me on his lap when he'd drive, and I'd take the wheel and he'd say, "What do you think about that, son? Why does she feel you sweating them little legs get long enough to raise the gas? Just put her on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back." Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take the bucket, fill it full of engine parts. He'd set it down and pour it out in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. We'd jump in his old car and go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what his driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number 3 might have the car, but 43's got the nerve. But before I turned 18, Daddy said, "Now pretty soon you'll be old enough to race, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. Taught you all about it, taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it, and you gotta work and buy it your own." Nobody kept them any longer than they kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up in every used car lot in town. A VA on the go-kart, easy terms, no money down. Me and Daddy and my uncle took her home and we tore her down. We checked her out real good, cleaned her up and poured her out. Took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floors. Knocked out all the glass and we welded up the door. Well, the first time that I raised my qualifying was a shame. I started that way in the back and came back by the same. Pulled her in the pit, quit and looked my daddy in the eye. He said, "If you quit now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life." It ain't about the money or even being number one. You gotta know when it's all over. You did the best you could have done. And knowing that it's in you and you never let it out, it's worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there and I learned to run my own. I'd shove them in the wall and I'd hit them from behind. I'd let them know that I was there. I'd let them know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away. There's pictures on my dash every time I go to race. I lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground. His name this on that car. Y'all want a drum solo? Come on, Easy B, give him a drum solo. Just one little short thing. Here we go. You know what you're thinking.
You know he can do it. He just don't.
Shit.